So can autism get worse the older you get? In this video, I am talking about how Asperger's in adulthood can potentially increase in support needs. All that is coming up. Don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you are new around here, you'd like to learn more and rustle up some information in there, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a like and a follow to see more awesome videos just like this one. Booyah! Guys, what is going on? Before I go any further, you guys have to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm putting out some really funny content. I love doing videos on there. Check out my stories and my memes. I'd love it. So please, I'd love to make new friends. Please go follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's the best way to DM me as well. I love talking to you guys. So yeah, I answer every single person. So go give me a follow. Super dope. So guys, in this video, I'm talking about how like autism in adulthood kind of increases in support needs, or potentially increases in support needs the older you get. And I've kind of got like three essential points that we need to look at here when considering this, because this comes a question, can autism get worse the older you get? And I guess in a nutshell, we need to answer that question, but also in a broadened spectrum and more detail, we need to look at the reasons why and potentially how we can help avert some of the issues that may come, later on down the line. Guys, if you are new around here and you've never seen a video before, my name is Dan. I love doing this type of content. I have Asperger's syndrome. I love explaining things from my point of view, from an autistic person's point of view, educating, helping people on the spectrum, and helping people who are just learning about it or facilitating people on the spectrum. I love it. So drop me a comment down below. Let me know if you're like a care worker or a mom or a dad or whatever, or if you're on the spectrum. I'd love to know who you are. Drop it in the comment down below. I'd read and respond to every single one. That would be super dope. Let's do it. Whew, I love green tea. It's just like the best thing ever. Okay, so first things first, we need to clarify something. And this is numero uno things we need to clarify. People often think that autism or Asperger's syndrome, whatever you want to call it, only impacts children and you grow out of it, right? Which makes it an exclusive thing for children, which is completely bogus. This is completely just unrealistic. It's not real. That's completely nonsense. And nonsensical information like this still exists and it flows about the internet. I'm sorry. Channels like mine and all my other friends who are making videos on this on the spectrum are helping try and bridge that gap and get new learning out there. So I thought it would be an important thing to talk about because I get people ask me quite often, hey Dan, does autism get worse the older you get? You know, am I going to deteriorate in a different way? You know, is my brain going to just work differently? And all this kind of scary, like, catastrophic fantasies and all this kind of stuff. And so I wanted to really be frank and talk about the things that I know of that I spoke about my therapist and my health support team and the people who support my needs about the ways that autism may increase in support needs the older you get in certain factions because of the way the brain works. It's just a natural cycle of the brain. And when you have a neurodiverse condition and a condition that impacts your brain in a certain way, then maybe there's certain assets that may need support later on. So we're going to go through all those right now. But if you want to support me on Patreon, support this channel, I would be forever in your debt. You can hit the link down below to go through to Patreon. And the Patreon link is on the screen here as well. And that would just be amazing. I actually have exclusive of courses and educational content on Patreon just for Patreon members. That's super dope. Okay guys, so number one is the wave of support. Now, I called it the wave of support. I don't even know what there's an official term for this. I don't know, but I just called it the wave of support. And basically what this means is when an autistic person is a child, they have quite high support needs because everything is brand new. They don't know the world. They need guidance in it and everything becomes a struggle. There's a lot of stress and pressure on children to kind of find their feet and learn all these things. And it's an overload of information, which becomes very apparent right up until you're about 11 years old. You're constantly getting all this information. So you're going to have quite high support needs there. Now, when you reach like teenage years and early adulthood, like, you know, I don't know, anywhere from like 18 to like 35, you're going to have quite an interesting experience being on the spectrum. You're going to be trying to still learn things at your rate and the way your brain works and there's communication issues, but then you're also trying to find your feet as an adult, but you don't have the pressures of like a house or children or marriage or like a mortgage or bills and all this kind of stuff. You're kind of just living for the moment a little bit and you're kind of cruising on, you know, you're living with your parents, everything's cool, your parents kind of look after you like they have done, but you're not going to stress, no pressures of learning those things. So your support needs kind of go a little bit down there because you become a little bit more independent. And this is a fashion I've seen quite a lot through people on the autism spectrum. And so your sport needs to take a little bit of a dip. But as you get older and more things become dependent, like, you know, trying to find romantic relationships, trying to keep best friends or trying to find friendships and keeping friendships alive and finding a job, keeping holding a job down, making sure you got enough money to pay for your bills, making sure you can, like, you know, pay your mortgage, making sure your wife's happy or your kids are happy or what, you know, all of these things become real pressures, and those pressures didn't exist when you were in your teen years, but they're quite similar to what they were when you were a kid. So those pressures then become quite difficult, and the older you get, of course, the more strain it is on your mental health, your physical health, all those things that come into any human being. So this is the wave of support shows that potentially there may be support that you need later on in life, because the older you get, you're going to have more things that you'll need to help with, especially like medical conditions that may crop up, because the older we get, you know, our bodies are never going to stay young forever and all that stuff. So there are things that will help increase the support needs for someone on the autism spectrum. But this is something to think about, and maybe we should plan ahead and try to plan now for all those strains and pressures, and maybe look at what support needs there are before we get to that point. So we're not just kind of like completely incapacitated by the fact that we're overwhelmed with all this pressure and we have nothing to relate to. Okay, so number two is the memory. Right, so it's no secret that people on the autism spectrum have bad short-term memory or short-term memory loss. Now, I did a video all about this. I'll try and link it in a card above here and on the end screen and in a pinned comment down below. But I just wanted to kind of briefly talk about, I'm not going to go into the memory part, I'm talking about how this could increase your support needs the older you get. Now, you know, as memory is already an issue, the older you get, memory is something that kind of decreases in quality because of the age of the brain, and the brain kind of starts slowing down, and there's all kinds of medical complications that can come into play with your brain and your mental health as you become older, as your brain tries to access memories and stuff. So these things may increase, so short-term memory loss may become a bigger issue the older you get. I'm not saying it's going to, I'm just saying that it is a potential, right? So for that, you may need support in the area of short-term memory loss, like, you know, you might need visual aids, you might need kind of like reminder guides, you might need digital technology or digital assistance like Alexa's or Google's or whatever. You know, those things may become apparent and may become way more valuable in your life because those things will be able to support you with short-term memory loss like the older you get. And I think that is something very interesting, and we should really think about that. And I obviously think about it daily, so I'm trying my best to, you know, jump on it as you know, one would, and kind of be a bit proactive. And I think we should all take that kind of on board and think, well, maybe, you know, my memory's not gonna stay really, really spring forever, maybe, so why don't I try and think ahead of the game? Okay, so number three is the executive function. Like, everybody knows that, you know, social and executive functions and life skills and all those skills that come with executive function are difficult for people on the spectrum, you know, from making friends to doing the washing to cooking food to knowing how to do your shopping and your laundry and all that kind of stuff. Like, all of those things are quite complex, and the process of these can be a constant work in progress, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the older you get, the more kind of lapsed this will become, because you become tired and weaker as you get older, you know, especially into, like, you know, the 70s and 80s years. And so those needs, those executive functions and those life skills and those social skills may start to kind of drop out of importance because you're quite tired and you're just trying to take care of your health, and, you know, all of these things may come into play, and that becomes an issue, and that becomes something that potentially would need extra support and support from somewhere else or a third party support. And this is why growing old on the spectrum could potentially get worse as you get older, or may increase in support needs. And I think that this is something we should definitely think about. It's nothing scary, it's just a factor of life, and I think life is a beautiful thing, and I think that, you know, having a grand old age is a fantastic thing. But we just gotta take care of ourselves and have that little bit of, okay, I'm gonna plan for my future, just like we do with pensions and savings and stuff. You plan for your future, you plan for your retirement, you plan for all those things that you wanna make sure that you're enjoying life no matter how old you are. And with that, guys, I just want to say that you guys are awesome, and I love each and every one of you. So if you think this video can help, please share it on Facebook and Twitter. Give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.